Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Today, inspired by a conversation with a community member of mine. Social media is toxic. That was the statement. And I agree partly. And partly, I disagree with the statement because I believe it is our choice what we make out of it. Before I start diving deeper into this topic, you are invited to follow me on Instagram under Ivana Ivanek. This is the space where, yes, I am still answering questions, connecting deeper with my community, because I believe that you can ask an expert questions without immediately having to buy a program or a coaching before you know that you actually need it. And sometimes we want to have those questions answered. I am the person in my DMs personally, and I will keep this up as long as I can because I truly care for you. I care for my community. I want to have real conversations, even if social media is partly toxic. Let's make this a better place together. As I'm having these conversations, I'm noticing that change is something that not many of us always can deal with. But I want to remind you why you are here. You are on this entrepreneurial journey, becoming a business owner, wanting to run your own digital business because you were bored of standards. You were bored of the same day in, day out thing in the corporate world. You were bored of not being able to create it the way you wanted, to be limited in your creativity, limited in your time freedom, and limited by a contract of how much money you can make. If you're nodding your head right now, yes, this is you. Welcome. And change is something that we actually enjoy as entrepreneurs. We just don't want to admit it at the time when it's happening because it seems daunting. It's again something we need to adapt to. But this is being a business owner. Times are changing. Everything is evolving so much faster. And it's up to us whether we are going to complain or we are going to see opportunities and chances. And as much I don't enjoy the time flying by so quickly, as much as I don't enjoy social media constantly changing or constantly being input of in front of new innovations, I do see the value and what it can do for us. And speaking of social media, it is changing drastically, rapidly. And it's just becoming such a whole different world. So let's go back to 2020, 2021, even 2022, but this is already where the change started happening economically. Social media boomed during the pandemic, and it was said that making money online is easy. Yes, it was easy because it was a new chance, a new opportunity. As sad as a pandemic and the losses that came with it was, it gave businesses a new chance of making money, of being present. And everybody who wasn't on social media before thought, oh my God, this is also a chance for me. And people took the chances. Things seemed easy. There was still a time, but I believe winging it was something that everybody could do because people didn't know much. Today, as the buying behavior of our clients is changing, because first of all, we are dealing with an educated buyer. People know what's going on in the social world. People know how to buy, why they are attending a free masterclass, and there is no point in hiding it or pretending that you are not going to launch or sell to them. This is just a hint. If you're doing free masterclasses, go ahead, sell from minute one if you want to, and be open about the thing, the fact that you are launching something new. People know there is no need to bribe people, to tell them something different, to lie. You don't have to buy into this because, as I said, we are dealing with educated buyers. And most of the people don't even want to get sold anything anymore because they know they can buy it. They know there is a link in bio. They know there is a managed automatization. People know. Most of them know. And it's becoming loud. Social media is so much noise. We only don't have all the buyers who are by now educated and we have to deal with things differently. There is also so much noise on how we need to do things. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody is sharing what has worked with them. And people are selling little tiny segments of what is business, trying to help you build a business. People helping you being professionals and niching down. Somebody else might be selling you the right messaging for your offer. How to craft an offer, how to become visible, how to speak on podcasts, which is part of being visible, how to sell, how to. And I understand that this space can be daunting and it can be confusing because what is it that you really need? It's not fragments. Business is something that can be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. I will speak about this in the next episode in more detail. But the world is just so loud and everybody tells you what you need. And we start chasing that. And I can imagine why it feels toxic to you because you are being told 100 things that you need. Where, in fact, it is important to decide for you whether you need it or not. This is the reason why you are invited to speak with me in the chat. I'm happy to help you get to the point to find out by yourself what you need to move your business forward. Follow me on Ivana Ivanek underscore. And because the world, the online world is so loud and we see people celebrating their successes. And don't confuse someone's success moments with your behind the scene work. This is toxic. Because nobody, or very little people share failure, which I believe is not fatal, but the road to success, that's why I speak about it. Many people don't share their downs. Everybody's sharing their ups, but this is not the reality. I want you to notice and don't compare yourself. In my previous episode, I am sharing with you an experience and what a competition, a running competition, has taught me about comparison. If you're feeling that you're trapped into comparison sometimes in the online space, go back and listen to my previous episode. It's a fun story. So that, yeah, it is toxic because we get presented everything that is like bling, bling, and beautiful. And you sit there, you build your business, you fail your way forward, you struggle, and you feel less off because everybody seems to be successful. And often, when we feel less off and we compare ourselves to big accounts, and important to mention here, big influencer accounts, this is your best way to go down the comparison spiral. Why is that? An influencer account is in need of big reach. I'm not saying that big reach is bad if you are an online business owner. Reach is good. But as an influencer, you don't get a deal, you don't get a brand to work with it if you do not deliver those numbers. So there is very little depth into this, in this content. The only reason why people dance or wash their hair in front of a camera is because they want as many people as possible to buy that shampoo they are promoting. Does it make sense? And in fact, even if influencers are having a niche and also having a personal brand they are operating with, it is all about numbers. It's all about likes, comments, and link clicks for sale. And now, listen to this example. It is an extreme one, but let's say you are an influencer and you are selling shampoos. Every person on this planet who has hair is washing their hair. So anybody can feel drawn to this person and buy the shampoo. Whereas your high ticket offer that is solving a very specific personal problem that is about, let's say, $10,000 is not for everyone. The shampoo is, because we all wash hair. So you are not dependent on likes and comments as an influencer account. Never compare yourself to this, because the way you run your business is a complete different module. This is where things become toxic. If you can skip that and stay on your path, stay true to yourself, create the content that your audience wants to see and not what you think is super fancy, or not what you think is super fancy, but what social media tells you it's super fancy. If you can do that, you are keeping yourself in a safe, calm space and not chasing someone else's success, which is, again, a completely different business module. There was a time where I was thinking of leaving my industry because I didn't like the practices that were sold to us, the things we need to do, and this being the only way to become successful, the methods how people sell their products. I believe in absolute integrity, and if someone does not need my program, I have no problem saying, listen, you are so much further than you think. And this program specifically is not going to help you anymore because you have everything you need. Often we get sold things we don't need because money is more important than actually the impact we want to make. And this has become something that I absolutely did not like, as well as people burning themselves out in posting 5 times a day, 7 days a week, because it has been sold to us that this is the only way to success. Social media is just a tiny little part of visibility, and there's so much more to it. And if this is not what you want, maintain a presence, but do not suffocate on it. There is so much more that I will be telling you in the next episode about it. And I thought that I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna change to a different subject, and I will not be teaching how to do business, but support business owners on a different level, which was the level of mindset. However, as I was trying to pivot, I always came back to strategy. I always came back for what I love so much, teaching you how to build a business with ease. And I just couldn't just leave my hands off it. I was always somewhat coming back, and I realized, yes, this is what I preach. Strategy, the how to build a business and the mindset just belong together. You can't separate those two things. And I was back at it with an additional thought that it is my responsibility as a leader to show that things can be done better. That by me showing up with integrity, with joy, and helping people to do the same, I am ultimately creating a better world, other than stepping back and let the mess unfold. So that was a motivation for me to go back and do what I love doing and doing it in a good way, in a way that people don't feel forced, people don't feel chased. In my world, there is no scarcity. It's here for everyone. And everyone is different. And I do celebrate individuality and diversity. If you are an expert, a leader in your field, I want to encourage you, stay here. Stay on social media. Let's push the toxic aside. And let's speak about best practices. If you're speaking from a strategic point of view today, as we are speaking, you can see social media just as the very top of your funnel. I know when I say funnel, people tend to run away, but let me tell you that you don't have to build anything complicated. Social media being as the top of your funnel, meaning only thing you do here is creating brand awareness, showing the world that you exist and getting the engagement and perhaps even real life conversations with people. I am encouraging you to have real life conversations with people without being pushy, without selling them as soon as they come into your world, because they won't buy, because they first need to get your trust. And this is the top of your funnel. You can't promote your freebie or your low ticket offer to get your people on your email list. This is the second moment where people want to run away because they hear email list and they think again that we need to have complicated funnels, that the tech is so complicated behind it. It's not. The reason why you want to have an email list is because it gets you off of social media. You can post regularly. You can choose how much time you want to spend on your socials. Is it 20 minutes for a little engagement and to be there for the people, to post stories, to show that you are present, you exist, and be the person people want to see on social media, to respond to your DMs? And that can be an hour a day max. If you want to do this 20 minutes, do it 20 minutes. This is enough, and this is something you decide, nobody else. And it's great to start building from day one. And even if you are already 1 or 2 years in business and you haven't yet, I am encouraging you to do and go an email to build an email list, to build your own database where you have control over making people see what you write to them. Let me explain further. Social media is changing all the time. The algorithm is changing all the time. And nowadays, if you do not dance, you don't get many views. Okay, this is what people want to watch on social media. I will never dance. It is not something that represents my brand. That's not who I am. And I will not go out there and dance just to get those views. And at the moment, there is like 6% of your followers see your content, which is very little. Where else you have a 50-50 chance that people who are on your email list open it and read it. This is a game changer. Plus, you don't have to sell in DMs. People do not fancy that nowadays anymore because it is just beginning to crowd it. Everybody wants to sell you something. We don't talk anymore. We don't figure out anymore whether people even need our product. And everybody is, ugh. People do not like that anymore. So having those genuine conversations, and it is so much easier to nurture your email list by sending one email to your people. One thoughtful, valuable email that teaches something, that draws engagement. You can ask people questions, and if the people are engaged, they will answer to you. You can invite to master classes and you can sell your product with one email to a lot of people. Isn't that a game changer if it comes to time? You don't have to chase anyone. And the more people take time off from social media, the later they will see your email. And email marketing isn't that. Email marketing is a highly valuable practice that people do. You just don't know that they do. And if you're wondering now how to get there, how to create a freebie or a low ticket offer that people love, that pays into your success account, that makes them want more of, meaning your offer, that people are willing to give away their email address because they see the value, they see the transformation in it. If you want to know how to build a freebie like that and generate high engaged leads and grow your email address, you head now to the show notes where you find the link to my free course, bite-sized and simple to follow, how to attract the right client into your business and build an email list so you can stay off of selling on social media and spend 24/7 on there. This is a practice, but it's not just working strategically nowadays. But for me personally, it just gives me so much more time back of my day. I don't have to chase anymore on there. I can promote my podcast, which is the top of funnel. And that's it. I'm having the conversations and I'm actually enjoying it. So this is the best practice you can do. Make a decision how long you want to be there on daily. You don't have to watch likes and comments. You don't have to count them. You don't have to be sad that you don't get a gazillion of them. You can slowly, steady build your audience that like you. Offer them a conversation rather than in your face program, not knowing whether they need them or not. Doesn't this sound like a great space we create out there? Doesn't this sound lovely and fun rather than toxic? I know you can. The world is changing. I know change is hard, but we as entrepreneurs need to involve with the changes. And this is just one of them. And I want to be business fun and joy. I want to remind you why you came here. And this is not to be 24 hours on social media, but to make the money and impact you desire. And I desire for you, if you like this episode, if you're enjoying the podcast, go ahead and review it. Leave us a little review on Apple Podcasts. Tell us what you love about it. Tell us what you learned. The more reviews we have, the more we get seen, the more people we can reach who are done playing small and ready to make money and impact.